in Asheville, North Carolina, 103.7 on your dial, and globally at WPVMFM.org.
WPVM FM 103.7, the voice of Asheville.
All hit radio.
Lester the Nightfly?
Lester the Nightfly.
I'm Lester the Nightfly.
I'm Lester the Nightfly. Hello, Baton Rouge. Would you turn your radio down?
This is Lester the Nightfly, a radio show that finds its way every week. It goes in different directions. And in this installation, this installment of Lester the Nightfly, we have a wonderful guest, Jeff Tibelli. And we're going to talk about a band that you love.
Yeah.
Are you excited about our chat, Jeff?
Of course I am. This is I live for the fish, so yeah.
You and millions of others live for fish. Jeff, let's just start before we get into fish and that kind of stuff. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
I am a father of four. I'm married and I'm an entrepreneur. I have an IT support company. We help businesses with their IT. The reason why I really like this song is I'm actually a lot into prog rock. I love the band Yes. A lot of the band members do have influences from Yes. I think the drummer, John Fishman, specifically was like a big Bill Bruford fan. I forget if that's how you say it, who was the drummer. And I just got this great, I felt like I was listening to a very Yes-y kind of music. It's a little different than some of the other stuff. You know, they are very diverse. They play, you know, all sorts of genres. And I thought this is a good twist on their edition of a prog type of song. So
for me and for our listeners, The Curtain With Live in Brooklyn, let's give it a listen here on Lester the Nightfly.
As he sounds like run away from him, thousands ran along, chanting words from a song. As he saw his life run away from him, thousands ran along.
I went to college in 1990. I was into like the Grateful Dead a little bit. Fish was like a part of that whole jam band scene. I saw one show in the 90s. I shut it off after that, really. I wasn't engaged or involved much with Fish at all, actually. Mm. And then about 10 years ago, I had gone to a Further concert, and I just caught the bug again. Like I was so like into it. I always say like that the show is like one third like just the non-music experience, one third the people, one third the music, and it's just, it takes me away. I'm always in such a great head and such a happy place.
We follow the lines going south.
I've just been going all over the place, seeing them, you know, Mexico, West Coast, East Coast. I try and get away with my wife, and we have fun with it, basically. So I've probably been to like 40 shows since then. Always the last show is the best show, because you're in the moment, and it's just always such a great feeling, and it's the last thing you remember is always the best thing. That's the other thing. Like, I'm passionate about business and, you know, growing a business, and what they've done with their business is truly amazing. Generally, people don't know who Phish is, yet they're very highly, highly great at making money, I would say, in a good way. You know, they don't do it in a way it's an altruistic way, I would say. They keep their ticket prices down. They have a super loyal following and fan base. One time they did this thing called the Baker's Dozen, which is like 13 nights at MSG. So they don't have to like move the equipment and pay for tour buses and X and Y and Z. And they sold out over almost every night. There's a banner in the rafters. It has Phish 13 for that. And they played 13 shows without a single repeat of a song. They just do it right. They have they sell to their fans, and their fans have this great word of mouth, like I'm doing right now. Like, you're just so like thrilled with them that, you know, you bring your friend to a show, and that's the way I would say to get involved with Phish. Like, if I tell my friends, you got to come to a show, but I don't know a single song, they'll tell me. I'm like, you don't need to know a song, just come to a show.
Lester the Nightfly has great broadcast partners, such as WPVM 103.7 FM in Asheville, North Carolina, WHPW 97.3 FM in Harpswell, Maine, KYGT 103.9 FM, The Goat in Denver, Colorado, KPOV 88.9 FM, High Desert Radio in Bend, Oregon, WBDY 99.5 FM, Binghamton, New York, and KFOI 90.8 FM in Modesto, California.
Let's dive into another track. This is called Back on the Train. It's 2016. You're listening to Lester the Nightfly, and this is Phish.
Ideas that would take me all around the world. Stood and watched us fall behind the mountain curl. It took me a long time to get back on the train. Now I'm gone and I'll never look back again. I'm gone.
I've stepped into a very giant lake. I'm right on the shore, and I dip my toe in the water of this giant lake, and the lake is Phish, and there's so much there, and it's very, very deep, and it's very, very wide, and I just have no idea what I'm stepping into as I begin my exploration with your help, Jeff, right now on this show. I would guess you've seen, we would think, all of their songs. Wouldn't you guess that we were, you probably have the bulk of their repertoire, you know, you've heard it at least once?
They still come out with new albums, believe it or not. And the way that they release albums is in an ultra interesting way. They play the songs at the shows. So they'll just introduce new songs, and they're probably sitting on a ton of content right now, songs from the pandemic. I know that, you know, the band members have been making music. So they'll just release these songs into the shows. And all of a sudden, you'll see like the energy drain a little bit because the people can't sing along. They're dancing and everything, but they're also learning at the same time. Like, what is this? And so, like you said, the lake is like, however big it is, like you're always like learning new things. And then these new songs like become like regular part of, you know, the favorites. Like, it's just amazing the way that they do that. And then they'll release an album, and then the songs that you already know are on the album, basically, and they'll maybe sprinkle some new ones in there.
Hi, this is Eitan Batat on WPVM-FM, and I invite you to listen to my program, East to West World Music, presented right here every Wednesday between 6 and 8 p.m., and then on Sunday between noon and 2. I will take you on a journey around the world, from the Mediterranean Sea to Africa to South America and beyond, with music and stories that will feel real good. So join me, East to West World Music. This is Eitan, and I will see you on the radio.
Tell us why you picked Backwards Down the Number Line.
Backwards Down the Number Line. Not all the heavy-duty Phish bands love it. They do have great voices at certain times, like when they basically do like a lot of harmonizing and like barbershop quartet type of stuff, which they do, which is kind of cute. The lyrics are very like pleasant. I don't know the exact story, but you know, he's going back in time and down the number line, you know, birthdays, XYZ, and then the jam at the end when the guitar, like, I just love that jam. It just picks up and it's just such a nice rhythm, groove, and energy. Like, I love the song. I love when I hear it.
And you know, that's enough for me. Let's listen to it. Jeff Tabelli, Lester the Nightfly here. It's Backwards Down the Number Line from 2011.
All inside, take my hand and let's take a ride backwards down the number line. You were 8 and I was 9. Do you know what happened then? Do you know why we're still friends? Tears, made a promise, one to keep. I can still recite it in my sleep every time a birthday comes. Call your friend and sing a song, or whisper it into his ears, or write it down, just don't miss a year. You decide what it contains, how long it goes, but this remains. The only rule is
Is there any way to paint the picture of you in the audience, in between tracks, anticipating the next one? What's happening in the audience before the next track comes up?
Yeah, there's a lot of like, what's the next song going to be? Calling the songs part of it. Like, I think I went to a Fleetwood Mac concert, like, I don't remember, a year or two before the pandemic in Madison Square Garden. And it was with like friends, and, you know, they don't go to concerts nearly as much as I do. And, you know, basically I went on my phone and looked at yesterday's show, set list, whatever. You find it on the internet, and you basically see the band's playing the same exact song every single night in the same order. They maybe rotate one song or two songs at max. And this was Guns N' Roses a few years ago, you know, the Stones, Fleetwood Mac, bands that I love. And then you go to a Phish show, and it's a different show every night. So from that perspective, very cool. It's also last minute from what I understand. I think like Trey picks around 30 or 40 tracks that he may wanna play that night. Some of it's probably based on when he played it last, I guess. But, and then he last minute, you know, audible decision basically says, okay, huddle up, he'll whisper in one guy's ear and another guy's ear, we're gonna do this. And then they're just ready to go. And when you think about why the other bands play the same song every single night, you have to rehearse that. You have to be tight. You have to be perfect. These are guys that are just naming a song and playing it on demand, which is amazing. So it's a little different every time, as opposed to the same scripted exact to the T, which is what you're going to get at those other ones. Sometimes they're longer. Sometimes they're shorter. Sometimes they'll bring the song back and wedge a song in between it. So it's just very, very adventurous the way that they do it. And it helps the whole energy factor. It's cool.
You are a snob.
I am.
You are, and I can hear it, and I appreciate what you're saying. You're looking down on the Jay Giles band, or the ones that just do it in order. And that they got one trick, and they just play that trick, and then they figure out a new trick for the next record. I hear it. I appreciate
that. I am a snob to some degree. I just feel like they're just on another level in terms of they're playing so much that they're just practicing all the time together, on top of what they do at their studios and whatnot. Like they're just a band that plays together all the time, and you feel it.
Interesting. Let's get to some music. Bouncing Around the Room. This is the shortest track on our playlist. Yeah. Anything to say about this one?
Very cool. Like, it's basically the four guys all are using their voice in an instrumental fashion or saying lyrics. It's short. There's so much going on at the same time. And again, it's only four guys. Some are using their voices instrumentationally, and some are saying different things at different times. So it's very cool to see it live.
Very fun. Okay, let's take a listen. Bouncing Around the Room here on Lester the Night Fly.
Crystal haze, and hear the bell. bouncing round the room, the never-ending choral maze. Then before and now once more, I'm bouncing round the room.
Time and once again, I'm bouncing round the room. Time and once again, I'm bouncing round the room. Time and once again,
and once again, I'm bouncing round the room.
Fish fan react to our conversation so far? Are they going to be, oh, great, sharing news about my favorite band, or, oh, my God, they're missing all the good stuff? What how are we doing so far, Jeff?
Fish fans could be highly critical. Like, there's, like, a whole, like, I downloaded this app. It's called the Helping Friendly app, and you put down, you know, your shows that you went to, and it gives you all your stats, how many times you saw this song, that song. You know, what the most frequency was. A lot of them are geeks, engineers, and very, very, you know, calculating. And maybe that's part of why I happen to be, you know, of that mold. Partly why we like them so much, because they're like, they're geeky to some degree. And the songs are so technical in nature, or can be. Sometimes they loosen it up when they start spacing out. But it's just... I don't know what they would say, but there's definitely like looking at it through a lens with a lot of fans.
Let's cover our bases here. Fish fans, be forgiving. This is sort of Fish 101. Jeff is your ambassador, right? You know, be kind. We're trying to do good work here. You got some limited resources on PJ's side.
Right.
Jeff is well versed, so you know, just give us a break. We're doing the work here, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Because you know what? I you know, there's probably this big, remember the big lake with the big, deep lake, PJ's toe in the water.
Right.
There are so many places to go wrong here and not cover the ground. And, you know, we're not going to, in 1 hour, we're not going to do everything justice. We're just going to, again, do a little introduction. That's our job. Yeah. So that leads us to your next selection. It is Possum. Anything to note about this one?
So they could be silly, right? Their lyrics are sometimes silly. This is one case of them. You know, I was driving down the road one day and I ran into a possum. I mean, who would write a song about that, right? Mm-hmm. So they keep things light. It's part of the cool side of them. You know, And the song itself is great. It's got a great intro. The way they break into it, when you're at the show, you see the lights flashing, very cool. And then it just keeps getting, it's just got a great groove, and the jam part is great. So it's just a fun song.
Okay, we're doing it. Possum, from Fish. This is from 2011 on Lester the Nightfly.
Oh,
What's going on with this track? This is Wolfman's Brother from 2011.
It's just funky. It's got some interesting lyrics. I don't even know, you know, it's a story to some degree. And then they just go away and jam, and it just escalates and gets better and better until the pinnacle, basically. Great
tune. There's a theme here with the jam and the losing yourself and the journey. And we get to go on that here with Jeff, Wolfman's Brother. This version, I mean, of the hundreds, right, that were recorded by everybody all the time, constantly. Okay. This one is from 2011. Listening to PJ Ewing and Jeff Tibelli
It's WPVM FM 103.7 on the dial in Asheville, North Carolina, and WPVMFM.org on the internet. In the end, this is not a satisfying show. Probably for you, for anyone listening, they're like, what? What? That's it? We heard six songs? That's all you're going to do? As an introduction, I want to compliment you. This has been a great way. I feel like we're in really good hands with you taking us through this. Really, I mean that.
Thanks.
I mean that.
Thanks.
Well, you've thought through it really well. Well, I want to thank you, Jeff, for being here and spending a little time with me and then with everyone listening. This is a great beginning for me and probably for a lot of people on a lifelong journey to explore fish. And we owe a lot of gratitude to you, man. Thank you.
Yeah, we owe it to you, too, Jeff. It's all you.
All me. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I like that. Let's stick with that. It's all me.
Yeah.
Not you.
Yeah.
We're talking. Thanks, Jeff.
You got it.
Never know what you're going to get each week on Lester the Nightfly here on WPVM. I try to surprise you and delight your ears and your brains. The hour flies by and we all walk away having learned something and found some new music along the way. Join me, your PJ DJ, 7 p.m. Thursdays and 1 a.m. Sunday mornings for Lester the Nightfly. Or you can listen to shows on demand at WPVMFM.org. Just search for Lester.
taking them so seriously.